This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother, I have a question about there are rape victims, battered women, abandoned babies, and terminally ill children, and cancer, AIDS, leprosy patients available around India and in the world. But there is no Islamic NGO right now in Bombay to do dawah on them before they die. For the Akhirah, as spreading our deen, our Islam would be the best charity. Now, there are also 20,000 little girls who were kidnapped by rebel soldiers a few years ago in two African countries and are still held in captivity. One would wonder why should we be concerned as we are so far away. Because, my dear brothers, sisters, as a human being, or a mother, sister, or daughter, or if you're a man, then we are connected to one. And pain is the same, even if it is across several seas, several countries. Just imagine, brother, 7-8-year-old girl gets raped over and over again by 15-20 men over weeks continuously, the first night till 6 a.m. and constantly thereafter. This is not one child, but 20,000 girls in Uganda and Sierra Leone in Africa. And it has happened in our country in the Gujarat riots, in Afghanistan, in the Bombay riots, and keeps happening. Some Christian missionaries are taking care of those children who have escaped and are too ashamed to go back home. I ask, how come our Muslims haven't reached there to do our dawah on those needing souls and Christian missionaries have?
Just ask a good question. The terminal patients, some with cancer, some with AIDS, some with diseases, no one is approaching them to dawah in Bombay or in India or throughout the world, and I do agree with her. And she gave the example of rape victims in the African countries in Gujarat. Sister, I totally agree with you. But you are talking about this few thousand or maybe 10,000 or maybe a few lakh. What I'm talking about, sister, there are billions of people throughout the world who are healthy, who have not received the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I'm talking about is, why aren't the Muslims going to these billion people? The terminal is also equally important. I'm not saying not important. But when we aren't going to these billions of people who are easily accessible, what you're talking is of higher level. First, I'm telling the Muslims at least pass standard 10, then talk about 12th and a degree and a post-graduation. What you're talking is perfectly right. I don't disagree with you. But what you're talking is of a graduation and a post-graduation. I'm telling the Muslims at least start doing dawah. There are more than 4 billion people in the world who do not practice Islam. What we Muslims are lacking is we aren't doing dawah ourselves. So what your concern is right, sister. I should first introspect myself. Am I doing my job as a Muslim? See, the point out is very easy. I went to this organization. I'm asking you, sister, how many terminally ill people did you visit? You as an individual person, every day can visit 10. Yes or no, sister? Sister, can you visit 10 people or not? Or at least 5? Yes or no? Sister, I'm asking a question. Can you visit 5 people a day or not? Yes, how many on average do you visit?
Once in a week I visit.
Once in a week. Our beloved Prophet said, "Balli guhanni walawaya." Propagate even if you know one verse. It's not that you're asking a question, so I'm giving you back. It's not like that. I'm praying to all of you that leave us at terminal, at least talk to the healthy friends that you have got. That's why we give talks on dawah destruction, on concept of God, major religions. What we are telling, that fine, what you're saying is a requirement. But the bigger requirement, what is easier? What is easier, that should be done first. What is difficult, if somebody is doing alhamdulillah, I wouldn't prevent anyone going to these people. But what I'm telling, that at least let the person pass standard 2, standard 3, standard 4. And then I will ask him that, why don't you become a graduate or a postgraduate? The problem with the Muslim Ummah is that we aren't reading the Quran and following it. These Christian missionaries, they are more dedicated. Though they have got the falsehood with them, yet they get results. Because Allah is with us, our results are superior. It is not because we are doing the job, it's because Allah is with us and the Haqq is with us. But if we do the work, if we have the dedication what the Christian missionaries have, believe me, wallah, majority of the people in the world would be Muslims. Majority. The problem is that we don't have that much of zeal which the Christian missionaries have. And there are limited Islamic organizations involved in the field of dawah. So what you should do, sister, you should start. Instead of once a week, go daily. You will surely get friends along. How did IRF start? Inspired by Sheikh Dida, we started. And now, mashallah, we have about more than 70 employees in IRF, and we started a school, 70 employees. Now we have a branch in Chennai, another 40 employees for 85 students. So we grow. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 1, then it became 5, then it became 100, then 1,000, then 10,000. Now we have billion people. What we say, Why aren't you doing? I'm saying why aren't I doing it? And yet I'm not satisfied with what I'm doing. So sister, you start and you call people that who's ready to join me. Not why aren't you doing? You should ask your friend who's willing to come with me. And surely you'll have one friend, then two, then five, then 10, and you grow. The thing is, what happens if someone does a job? People normally think, okay, he's done this, now you should do that also. Then you should do 3, then you should do 5, then you should do 10, then you should do 20. This is the age of specialization. Sister, we know, I agree with you, that to speak with the terminally ill people is a requirement. But if there are two options, we are taking the thing which is more required. Somebody should take the other. If we had dais, if we had duats, surely we would have even gone to the terminally ill patients, to the hospital, to the organizations. What we feel that what is easily accessible, we aren't doing that. So what is more difficult, that's there in our mind. We would like to go door to door. These Christian missionaries, they go door to door. They knock at the Muslim houses day to day. Door to door they go and they give dawah of Christianity. How many Muslims are going door to door? Even in our center, we aren't going door to door because we feel going on the satellite is more important. If we cover that area which is much more easily accessible, then we go door to door. Door to door requires more manpower than to go on the satellite than to give public lectures. We don't have the manpower with us. Even after having 70 people full-time paid employees, we don't have enough speakers. We are getting calls from different parts of the world, from Australia, from USA, from Canada, from Hong Kong. We can't go because of the work we are involved in. So the thing, sister, is that each individual should realize that Allah will ask him what he has done or what she has done. Allah will not ask why has any organization in Bombay done it. Allah will ask each individual human being, each individual Muslim, what did you do for the Ummah? So this is a nasiha not only to the sister, but to each and every one of us here, including myself, that Allah will ask us, that have we done the capacity Allah has given us? Have we done our duty? And if every individual, even if 5% or 2% of the Muslims realize this, then the world will be a different place altogether, inshallah. As far as the question regarding rape victims, I do agree with you. It's happened in the African countries, in Gujarat. I know of many organizations who have supported these people, not that they haven't. But yet what they have done is very little. I know of organizations that have taken up these children who have become orphans and have given them education. I know. But what we have done is we have scratched the surface. Not the Muslims haven't done. There are many non-Muslims who came and the Christian mission is their specialty. When any calamity comes, that's the time they give food, they give clothing, and that's the time they win their heart. We people talk about Islam, you should do this, do that, and the stomach is empty. How can the person concentrate? These missionaries, they give them the basic necessity and they win over their hearts. They use deceit. We should not use deceit. We should use the haq to win over people. There should be Muslim organization. We should go to calamity, not only to Muslim calamities. Even a calamity before the non-Muslims, we should be the first to reach them. The problem is that very few people of us are involved in this field of dawah and the work of Islam. Inshallah, we hope that we have more people and more organizations involved in this field so that we can do a better job as far as enthusiasm is concerned in the Christian missionaries, and may Allah accept our efforts. Hope that answers the question, sister.